All right, you're listening to Rips and Raps, the Whistle and Dixon show with Nick Furious and friends. Yeah, that's right. Episode 43 of Rips and Raps, the Whistle and Dixon program.
That's right. You're listening to Rips and Raps, the Whistle and Dixon program, for the fourth time. This is Nick Furious, hanging out with Greg Fortson and Ben Poe, the Box Bond. What up, guys? It's wonderful. We're just about to throw our latest episode, episode 43, a tribute to one of my favorite people, Bruce Lee. And so we have a martial arts flavored podcast with lots of fun facts and great rhymes. We have some great guests, and you guys were here tonight. How did you think it went? I do sound really, really quiet, so it's very interesting that you should say that.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
The following program is intended for mature audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
That's right.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Episode and rap 43.
Well, pop, come on. Yeah. Learn something. Welcome, everybody, to the podcast, episode 43, with Nick Furious and friends. Get ready for the one-inch punch straight to your gut, Bruce Lee style. Tonight's episode has been crafted for Bruce himself. He's one of my idols. I really love martial arts, but I love Bruce Lee, so enter the podcast, the Tao of Pod Kune Do. We're going to figure out what we're going to call this as we move along, but welcome on in. How you guys doing? It's Nick Fury here with some great guests. I got Greg Fortson, BNN in the house. What up, man? He is here, as he's been often, to bless us with some live acoustic guitar over the instrumentals I've laid down. So, very excited, very excited. Tonight, we've got some comedy from, I believe you're local, right? You're from Albuquerque, right?
Yes, sir.
His name is John Cuellar. Say what up again, John. What up?
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing today?
Dude, I'm doing so great. Thank you again for coming in, trying to reach out to that comedy community in Albuquerque, and maybe we can all help each other out to promote. Also got my boy Xavier in the house. What up, man?
Yo.
Tell him who you is, man. Represent for your biz, man.
Yo, I'm Xavier, and you guys probably know me from Black Market Goods.
We do. BMG.
Chillin'. Shout out to Josh Jones,
what up? Well, he has another show coming up called Ingenuity. And he is native, so I'm not trying to be funny. It's called Ingenuity. It's happening the 26th of April at the Nativo Lodge. There's going to be two ballrooms full of music and poetry, hip-hop, rock and roll, whatever. I think there's even some suspension going on. He's going to put a hook to their nose and just hang there. Yo, I know this dude for a long time. Representing Monsters Under your bed, right?
Yeah.
I'm all, people under the stairs? That'd be sick if you were in that group. Of course, we're going to have some fun stuff tonight, but we want to focus on the life of Bruce Lee, who, you know, if you're a youngin' and you've never really gotten the chance to check him out, check out his movies, but also check out his philosophies. There's some great interviews you can catch on YouTube. Show of hands, I got four people in the room, including me, so the rest of you three, show of hands if you've seen Enter the Dragon, the movie Enter the Dragon. Three out of three. That's awesome. That's the only movie he actually used his own voice, but I don't know why. He was, you know, he went to college in the United States at the University of Washington in Seattle, was a philosophy major, and
pretty much knew how to speak and act and be Americanized. So we're going to talk a little bit more about his movies, his life, during this podcast as we move through. Once again, every Wednesday, 10 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, Rips and Raps puts out a new episode for you. If you have questions or want to find out more, hit us up at ripsandrapsshow@gmail.com. That's ripsandrapsshow@gmail.com. In addition, Blog Talk Radio /The Literary Underground. What up to all of my peeps on that network? I'm loving the vibe. We may even hear or see, you won't see him, but we may have Ben Pogan to mix tonight, so.
Yay!
Yay, all right, well, that's enough for me. Does anybody want to, like, you know?
Yep.
Yeah, share something about Bruce Lee, would you? So he studied under Ip Man. There's all these new Ip Man movies, right? But this dude was like the Wing Chun master of China.
To scale, Bruce Lee has the body mass of a squirrel.
Beyond the mere physical level. Our skills are now at the point of spiritual insight. I have several questions. What is the highest technique you hope to achieve?
To combine emptiness and fullness. One.
Very good. What are your thoughts when facing an opponent?
I've made carelessness my one true opponent.
I fell a lot of times.
Carelessness is my only threat.
So, keep getting hit in the face.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the new episode from Nuevo Mexico. Fury is the rapper, man. Pick you like a moco. I don't mean to be a big badass poto, but I love the hot cocoa. Y'all know, no, it's a no-no. Like Beyonce shaking like she got a twitch. What's wrong with that bitch? Does she got something wrong? Like, is she bipolar or does she have Parkinson's? I don't understand these dance moves that I'm seeing. So you're listening to Rips and Raps if you're European. I hope you're tuned in. I hope you're listening in Finland. Or maybe down there in European places like Italy. Or maybe you're in Germany. But either way, man, much love and much respect goes out to my people over here in the state, Boston. Sorry that we lost them, because those people never deserve to die, son. I write a letter to the President Obama. You'll hear about it later, man. I'm into all this drama. Yo, yo. Seriously, like a yo-yo. Going up and down, I'm faster than Flojo. Spitting freestyles, man, you know what's going on. Yo, spit a little freestyle, do it like Trump.
Yo, as I'm stepping up to the mic, I might be flipping out and losing my life. As I look at the panels and I flip out and tag it right. Now it's upside down as I lose this fight. Despite all the things I've been through, life is treating me well and good as I peek through the window. With a Glock 9 Tech Arena. Yo, it's about to be more than a misdemeanor. As I beat, and I just drop, and I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Yo, let you feel it slow, let it go out the window before you know it's all over and you gotta go. Can't stay here, but here's another beer as we disappear through the atmosphere. Yo, I'll see you next year. If I could've, would've been by your side, but yo, it's better to be straight up in the sky, super high. As I look down, maybe I will fly to the ground like a avatar. Yo, I'm a star. Maybe I'm a suicidal, the Duke of Cycle. When I drive a motorcycle, I might be like Michael Myers, Lassler. Slash it with the slither in the battle. That's all, motherfucker. I'm a zombie. Eating faces, and it's just getting like, yo, I like this patience. Pass it to Nick Furious and let him spit it.
I love it. Brains. This one's tasty. Yo, I'm Hannibal Lecter. Let me lecture. Yo, I'm Hannibal. Yo, I'm B.F. Skinner. My dad's a psychologist. Studied under him for dinner and for lunch. I got a hunch that my man X is a professor. That's right. He using telepathic waves to connect to your mindscape. Nick Furious can freestyle like I'm 8 pounds overweight. I didn't even know what I was saying, so I just keep praying. Got my man John Quayard. He about to get down with cellular waves and hit you on this radio station up in your vibes and. Listen, I hope you like him. He gon' make you laugh. Cause comedy, yo, it's how we gonna live life.
I'm gonna be like Yang Jia Jiang.
You're listening to Rips and Raps, episode 43. Broadcasting live from normally sunny Albuquerque, New Mexico. Today it's windy. So blow with me. Yo, Greg Swartzen, BNN affiliation right here. Play it, baby.
You gotta play. Come on now. Come on now. Come on now. Yeah, yeah. Come on. I'm about to hit that ball again.
I got a dream that one day we can all join hands
and smoke a big fat bowl loaded up. Yo, I got my man X in the cut. We going what? And my man CR swerving on the freeway, doing rips and raps, man. We do it our way. Maneuver, man, waver. Yo, I'm Manuel Noriega. That's right, I play it like a game of Sager. I spit freestyles better than anyone, the serious master, yo. But I'm a humble son, I bring everyone together. Cause this is what it's gotta do, we gotta make it happen together. It's not me versus you, it's us. And if you forget about that, you're gonna live a world of crap. And it's weird, cause usually in my daily activities, I'm all curmudgeon. I'm like, what the fuck, son? I'm all pissed off and bitter. I'm a Sagittarian Vagittarius, and I came back to do the Aquarius spinner.
I had a
yo, yo, hey, Dave, you tell him what's on your mind, motherfucker.
Oh, as I step, that I can't come correct. As I toast from the bull, yo, his back, the dog in the sector. Yo, it's more like mutilation and a vector. Your mind has a terror from the spine, like Mortal Kombat, Sub-Zero, and Scorpion, doing time in the cell block. Yo, that's funny, because every time I look at the notebook, it's just getting funny. As I'm speaking through again, fuck, I'm losing my mind. It's all right, because we're all the same in our prime. Living life, energetic, human, alien sorts of beings. Yeah, I'm a Mexican jumping bean now. Wearing a loop to leave our mask, and I can't have it on my way out. So, subculture is the next venture, so let's just do this. And, man, I don't know what I just did.
You know what I love about what this guy just did? He almost fell over, finished the rap, but then stuck his finger up my butt. Oh, this, no, I'm joking. I'm joking. Rips and Raps is a totally family-friendly show if your family's all over 18. Check us out. Podomatic.com, ripsandraps.podomatic, or go on iTunes and write Rips and Raps. You can subscribe. It'll download to your computer. We miss Loki, my now not current co-host. I know I've been moving on without him, but we miss you. It's kind of weird doing it solo, but we're keeping it moving because we love the music.
I remember that show you guys did with Loki, and you were all like,
come back, Loki! Yeah, he missed one show, and it was Loki Come Home was the titled episode. But Bad Wings for Lab Rats, working on their album, going to be performing this Friday night, 4/19, at the Elliott 17-year anniversary show. So come down to the west side. Right there was Alameda and Chorus. Check out Bad Wings for Lab Rats, Just Lazarus. I think it's Sugarland or Sugar Motor. I forget. But then, of course, Band with No Name. Yo, speaking of Band with No Name, Greg, why don't you take it away?
Take it away.
What was he doing? Yeah, I put a beat on. He keeps screwing. It's like a screwball. I'm Nolan Ryan throwing fastballs. No hitter. Come on, I'm crying because I got emotional grace. And I appreciate you waiting with your patience. Hey, we gon' give my man a chance to do some comedy, see? Because not everybody's musical just like me. But I'm not funny like he is. I'm just funny because I'm funny looking. I'm a big furry motherfucker. Some people call me a Wookiee. So Chewbacca, what a Wookiee, what a Wookiee. Yo, step up to the mic and tell why you love Wookiees.
I like bookies because they rhyme with cookies.
Oh.
And otherwise, that would be pretty much like a rookie. Hitting a ball out the park. Yo, I think it's more like Big Bruce at the start. Center field. Yo, it's like this. Grab a center fielder, get a Benadryl up your nose. Man, that's fuck. I'm busting flows.
Wait, you got the Benadryl? You must have allergies. I'm fitting four rhymes like four MCs. Playing with some killer bees down in Texas, El Paso. But I don't really like Texas. I'm sorry, but I don't want to be the asshole.
That's pretty tight there, Nick Furious. The asshole? You're about to plug it and do this. It's getting curious and Lucius. God, why do I feel so close?
Well, you know, why don't you tell our listeners, because you've heard the show a lot. This guy's one of our staunch supporters from day one.
I'm a midnight stalker.
I love you, brother. I know. I sent you naked photos, and you never responded. But
okay, I'm a midnight stalker.
Tell the listeners what the show's about, real quick.
All right.
What's the show about?
From what my experiences in listening to the show and just right now partaking in it, it's pretty cool. It's a bunch of freestyles. We usually smoke. It's, we got some comedy, of course, always funny shit going on, some crazy shit.
Thank you.
What else do we do? We got skits.
Yeah. And we actually like to pull the wings off of helpless little fairies that we find in the forest, you know. No, a joke. A gift.
hate crime?
Yes, it does, actually. Yeah. Hey, there he is, John Cuellar, everybody. He's in. He's in. I heard him.
I'm in awe, man. This is that fucking tight run you guys have now.
Hey, New Mexico is killing it. There are so many amazing peeps out here. Big up to my boy Epic Beats, about to drop his, I guess it's his beat album, Instrumentals. That's also being an affiliate, but, you know, I got love. So let's tell them why we got love real quick, yo. Real quick, yo. Why I got love. It's gonna end. I got love. Love. Love because the glove fits. I'm not like OJ, but I need some orange juice in the morning so my day can start nice. Yeah, give me some protein, but not that soy. Cause if you know, if you don't work it off, it turns to cancer. It's all gonna go somewhere, but we don't realize, cause we just put body processes, that bad processes like some motherfucking sugar. Actually, no, substitute it with some high fructose corn syrup, cause we live in a fucking fake society. Green screened in, nothing is adequate, nothing is without sin. The reptilians have taken over my world, and yo, tell them why. You know what's up, my man. World.
Yo,
world.
The dollar burns as your hair's curled. That be like pussy all over the spread planet. Hit granite. Talking like I'm out formist, the formist. I'm spitting this, of course. Coming like enormous. That burger, whopper, and fries. Off the side of your noggin. While I'm talking, I might be midnight walking. Hip hop stalking. All over the cleaner. Yo, I'll seen another misdemeanor. When I just be meaner on the mic. Living it tight, living life right. And it's just gonna be like this tonight. Spitting it. Yeah.
You gotta know. You gotta live this life, it's the only one you'll ever know. I don't know if we reincarnate, but you better vibrate. No recycle, but reduce and reuse again. Yo, this is why I'm a rapper, and I'm your next of kin. Big up to my white men and my Mexicans and my blacks, and everybody who's got them slanted eyes flats. I don't give a fuck. Racism is a made-up word and a made-up divide. The culture of my subculture's urges. While we on Facebook, you're listening to Rips, and
rap.
See, I told you. Produced and engineered by Nick Furious, Furious Style Studio. We got my boy Greg Swartzen up in here.
What up?
Ladies, he's looking for a muse, you know, no strings attached.
I got no strings.
The whole game of chess is like a sword fight. You must think first, right? Before you move.
So aside from Enter the Dragon, Bruce Lee also made some movies in China and Hong Kong. His first being called The Big Boss. Great movie. Brought him international acclaim, made him a star in China to start with. And we'll tell you some of his other movies, you gotta go check them out. He even rips out Chuck Norris' chest hair. Yeah, that's right. Chuck Norris is a bitch. He ain't really the man you think he is. Scratch my itch and give me some Metamucil while I metamorphosize into a different colon pesticide. Yo, colonoscopy. I'm like Colin Powell looking through a telescopic wave of this emotion. I just make it up as I go on the ocean flowing. Fuck it, I do what I can. I do what I want, man, when I'm opening the can of cat food, the dog food to feed my animals some soiling green. I'm just soaking it all in. I'm just on the screen. I urge to be noticed. Why? So I can do this. This every day of my life. And I don't gotta go and have no purpose. I wait tables and I love the place I work. But I feel like a jerk when I gotta clock in and work. Fuck it, I don't wanna serve you. It's your turn to serve me. Cause all you motherfuckers are dumb. The earth has become me. The earth has become me. Yo, I got my man X coming up at you with some shit to freak. So get down, brother. Tell him where you at. Represent your shit, your hood. I got your fucking back.
Yo, I spit this lyrical listen. You will be listening if you don't listen correctly. Did I say that twice? Maybe I don't know. I don't know where the fuck I'm gonna go after this out the door. I'll be flies and freeze as I soar. Out the mic or whatever the fuck I was that I saw. Be this before and I repeat this again, again, again until I feel like I'm rejected. Spitting this ejected dip into the next interested chick. Whatever the fuck I said, I just gotta cuss too much because everybody knows that you're under the bed. Hiding your head, living this terribly. I don't know why I'm spewing everything you just see. So much directions flowing in my brain, bouncing like arrows, and this shit sounds so plain. Just do
I do what I do, and I don't give a fuck if you like me or you would be this. Shit, I need to stop this before I get like Loch Ness Monster and Oprosius, Amodities. I'm an oddity.
Dear Mr. President,
I think I'm an oddity.
I can't figure out why we have so much violence in this country. And yet, we don't really talk about the issue. I wrote you a letter, so I give you a tissue. Give it up to my man, he's speaking for you. This is nice, therapeutic. I gotta get rid of the tick. Yo, I'm taking some Johnny Cash and making it a sample. And making it loop around so we can get down with the anvil. That's right, I planned it out. Did it with schematics when I came back to do a backflip with y'all bullshit theatrics. I'm not an actress or an actor. Well, I'm not really a woman either, but I'm a hermaphrodite, thermophily eater. I make it up as I go, you know I got this shit like a bird feeder. So come and eat from me. I've got the seed, if in my belly, I'ma drop it in the earth. And we gonna grow some big trees. And yo, we gonna make this planet blow. Cause it's time, y'all, I'm tired of having a master. We all be controlling what's going on. It's too fast, the world's too fast. Oh, it's too fast, the world's too fast. Oh, it's too fast, we're never gonna last. Oh, it's too fast, the world's too fast.
I'm riding on a horse, and I got a six-shooter, of course. I'll blast the side of your melon while I'm wearing a something for that ass chap thing when I can't remember. My spurs are kicking on the ground in the dusty moon of September, and I think the tumbleweed just rolled past. Now I pull my Gatling blast. I got a hole in my stomach, bombing up liquor. I can't think anything of where I could die quicker. As the sun just drops to the moon, or whatever the fuck, it went to the ground and just consumed itself. Now that just worries the wealth and belt. As I put the rest of the liquor on the shelf with a gun and a slowly quick stop. Now the cow just mocked my bitch. Suck the dick. Ugh. Where's Loki when you really need that kid?
Where's that guy? That's true. You're trying to fill in the best you can do.
Yeah.
And like the army, be all you can be. And let's put out commercials and movies like Zero Dark 30. So everybody thinks it's cool to be a war culture. I bet we got kids online right now killing people with real drones and they don't even know it. It's Ender's Game by Orson Scott Card. We don't even know why we jacked in. I'm jacked hard. I'm jacking off hard. Jacking Jackie Joyner Kersey. I'm Wally Joyner hitting home runs out New Jersey. You motherfuckers don't know me because I'm New Mexico, not New Jersey. But you mentioned cows, I mentioned vaca. Yo, we so loco, loca. Y'all motherfuckers go. Give me my last name, Apodaca. No, I'm just joking. I'm a Myers. I'm a white guy. I'm a white guy. This is a show dedicated to Bruce Lee. Okay, you want to go for a ride for a minute? You know, let's get into the
dance
car.
Let's go, dude.
No, dude.
No. Fucking drive, man. Where the fuck are we going?
What are we in?
See, is that the same cow?
This is my new ride, bro. Don't you like
the same cow?
Ride, dude. Check it out, bro. I dropped this semi, bro. I don't even know if it's got brakes, though. Shit, I don't even. Oh, shit, dog. I don't have no brakes. Or I'm a seatbelt. Oh, shit. Oh, well, bye, guys. Happy. And you're listening to Rips and Raps. That was fun. I got a good feeling we're going to have some comedy coming up.
Yeah.
You love comedy. Hey, laughter, yo. It's the best way to keep a marriage fresh. It's a good way to start your day. But you don't have to be like Lisa Lampanelli. You just got to be like...
Bruce Lee always believed in laughter.
Yes, he did. Yeah. You know? The man was a staunch believer in, you know, practice and repetition to find your center, your chi, your energy. He's taught me a lot as a fellow Sagittarian. So, you know, I mentioned some of my favorites, or I'm going to mention some of my favorite comics. Yo, no caca of the mouth, yo, furious has no drought. I always got it coming, river running, let's go run through it. Yeah, I'm Brad Pitt, learning to fish like that bullshit said. But that was the old days when you had to fend for yourself. Now we got Walmart and supermarkets giving it all to us like this. You know who I love? It's George Carlin. Because he said it how it was and how it is. And it's going to continue to be that way even though he's gone today. And he taught me much. He should
should have been a world leader. But also I like Mitch Hedberg, he's a fucking stoner bleeder. He liked the heroin, I think he overdosed like Greg Giraldo. But I laugh every day, fuck Geraldo. I don't know what you're saying, man. You're reporting on Fox, you used to have morals and now you just suck. But I'm off the point, off the subject, let me get back to laughter. Robin Williams? Oh shit, that man has some chatter. But also, well, old school shit from Dave Chappelle. And old school Chris Rock before he had babies and went to hell. Now I'm joking, but that's my thing. So, yo, my man, let me fucking sing a ring out. To the people over here, to the people over there. Everybody put them up, yeah. This is the Rinse and the Rap Podcast. Fury is the owner of this motherfucking space craft. My man, next, about to show you something. Yeah, get on the mic to tell him why you dumb trucking.
Yeah, I'm dumb trucking the truck off the needle. And everything I see is coming clear. Seeing it from another atmosphere. As I'm spitting in this delirium, I'm knocking words to shit, breaking them quick. Like this with my head as I duck kick and spin around like Ken, doing an uppercut or whatever I have to be when I'm in my moaning of Zen.
You got it locked on the Ritz and Raps, Ritz and Raps Radio Network. This is the Whistle and Diction Podcast. Each and every week we bring you fresh freestyle rhymes off the top of the head, overbeats, skits, new guests. Oh, it's so amazing, it's so damn adorable. I want you to do this, I implore you implorably. Chloroform you like, yo, let me pass the mic to my man, exactly.
Horrific, orbit of orbit, horsing. Now I'm just another fucking dead horsing. Bastard, kicking the lip, now I just jump in sick when I'm playing jump rope with kids. Double dutching, over and around the glass and sucking. Now it's just like I'm a dirty muffin. This is very dope boy. Spit it, no clever lips, no clever sour boy. I got Alfred, go on, my soul with us. Another ghost of Souther, behind the Elf and Souther scene. When it was just more like Morgan in my dream. Waking up while I'm seeing night. And it's just this while I come creeping through the night. With a mask over my face like a Batman. And I gotta go with the spotlight up in the sky. Every time I just wanna scream out, yeah, I'm high. And I just wanna live my life. And I can't see.
Hey, everybody over there, wave your hands, just put them in the air. We need you. Energy comes together. The frequencies come together.
Yes.
Okay, up next on the Rips and Raps Radio broadcast, we're going to switch gears. We're going to give our good friend Sean Cuellar a chance to get up and make you laugh. So, here he is. Right now, put your hands together. Sean Cuellar, everybody! Yay! Woo-hoo!
Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
It's cool, man, sitting back and watching your operation here.
Thank you.
It's pretty crazy, dude. I really like it, man. Like, I would just sit and watch this. The energy is pretty cool, man.
Should we record it? Should it be YouTubed or something?
It should be, like, sweet. And even if not the entire show, you know, maybe certain parts of it, man. It's pretty cool. I could do some of my jokes here, but, like, jokes are kind of like... I guess I really only tell them when I have some people...
Tell me a joke. Tell us a joke.
We're
your audience.
The easiest joke to tell, I guess, that can just come off the top of the head real quick, just a joke would be like take-home jokes. Like, there's this guy, what's his name? Ryan Washburn. And one day on Facebook, he posted this great take-home joke, which is, I'm sure, been told many times in the 20 years or whenever it's happened. But do you know the difference between a bag of cocaine and a 4-year-old child?
No.
Well, I'll tell you the difference. I could just leave you hanging. If I had memory problems. Do you guys know the difference between a 4-year-old child and a bag of cocaine?
No.
Is Eric Clapton would never... Anyway, so that's like a great take-home joke. But you have to realize he'd never let a bag of cocaine fall out the window.
It's like a surreptitious dead baby joke.
Yes, it's horrible, actually. But here's the thing. Man. It's been 20 years. Over 20 years. That was 92. So.
Right. Well, tell us another, because I know you got more in there. Come on.
All right. Well, another great take-home joke is this guy... goes, no. it's this girl. She's getting her clit pierced, right?
Ooh.
Anybody here?
I,
you guys know any?
I've been with many women.
How is that?
It's amazing. Everything about it is awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you hear that, current girlfriend? It's amazing, is what they're saying.
Current girlfriend? Oh, current ex-wife? Oh, she knows that she's amazing. Big
right
on. Her
your current girlfriend. That's for your current girlfriend.
Oh, hey. Well, okay, so anyway.
Hold on, there's a punchline in here somewhere.
We'll get to it. But it's easier to be in the element to stretch it out and grab these guys for a little bit. You'll talk with you guys.
It's kind of funny. The clit piercing is actually the dumb man's, like, hello, this is where it is. You know? Sometimes I hear like a door knocker. I don't know what the fuck this guy was doing, but he couldn't find shit.
To that point, I'd rather have her, I guess, give you a little help and be like, this is what I like, and you're gonna like it too. So, but anyway, this girl's getting her clip pierced, right? And the body art guy says, you know, I'm not gonna lie to you, this is gonna hurt. We're piercing your fucking clit, for Christ's sake. And he goes, do you want me to numb the area before we pierce it? Make it feel a little bit better? And she's like, yeah. So he goes, okay, lay back, open your legs, close your eyes, and I'll numb the area. So she lays back in the chair, she opens her legs, closes her eyes, and the body art guy, he gets on all fours, and he goes, num, 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 num. Probably made him feel better. I don't know.
Num, num, num. That's awesome.
Ladies and gentlemen, his name is John Cuellar, and we'll have him back on the show shortly.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Hell yeah!
I can't join you. You don't understand my words, but you must trust me.
So what were they doing?
Of the five guys in this room, how many people have... played with themselves over porno on the TV back in the day that was not really all the way there.
Yeah.
So everyone has tried.
Is it like a magazine?
You're listening to Rips and Raps, the Whistle and Nixon Show. I'm recording my panel unbeknownst to them. Right, we were talking about masturbation. So we have a 14-year-old in the studio in the room, and you know, the question is smoke the marijuana or not smoke the marijuana. And I say, as the parent in the situation, no, I don't think it's right. Whether or not they know about it, whether or not they're familiar with it, the real reality is we have to at least have a semblance of respect. And you know, it's not about like following the rules that are not right, but it's about having some kind of decorum. Am I right or am I wrong?
My kids won't smoke. I'm all metal.
But I mean, what do you guys think?
I mean, it's left up to the parents here.
Are we parents? Who's a parent in here? Like, literally.
I'm a parent. I have a 12-year-old daughter.
Okay, 14-year-old stepdaughter here.
Okay,
right. So would you let your daughter sit in the room?
Oh no,
never. I mean, there may be one day in their, you know, 20s when you're like, hey, let's go sit outside and fucking toke one up and shit. But that's not going to be you that introduces that to them. You know
why
what
not?
I mean? Because in a way, you have to let...
That way?
All right, now, well, there's a give and a take, I think.
I was the first person to smoke pot with my niece, and it was...
I think pot's horrible.
It was a few weeks before the 18th birthday, and we were at the country fair in Oregon, which is a pot smoker's extravaganza. Everybody is smoking, you know, doing mushrooms around, and she had a mature, you know, 17-year-old, almost 18-year-old decided that, yes, she was going to smoke pot, she would like to see the first time here with her family, or, you know, her uncle, you know, it was me and another one of her uncles that we smoked her out, you know, and it was, we got the parents' permission first, you know, we said, look, you know, your daughter wants to smoke weed, she's here at country fair, she, you know, she could... not tell you about it, but smoke with her friends, but she wants to do it here with the family. And they were cool. Hell yeah.
Well, choice, right, know? Trust is important, and
right.
Working with your kids.
My first beer was with my aunt. She lives in St. Louis.
Hi, aunt. What's her name?
Yeah.
Aunt Sue. Hi, I was going to say Sally. Hi, Aunt
Sue.
And now are you a raging alcoholic?
Hell no. Actually, you know what?
know what's funny is like... Are
Riffs and Raps. This show is sponsored in part by Lowenbrow. If you got a lowest brow, drink a Lowenbrow.
You know, my family is known for alcoholism, but believe it or not, I actually do not...
This show was also brought to you in part by alcoholism.
Okay. I don't really care.
The poor
man's
drug.
Good to get a couple of beers in it.
My point is I'm not going to be the one that introduces that person to it in this scenario. You know what I mean? Like, if it comes from another way and you end up in that scenario, I'd say do it.
4 years from now, she's about to turn 18. She comes to me, Nick, I want you to be the guy that gets me thrown the first time. And Elena says, Nick, that's totally cool.
By the way, speaking of, you're listening to Ben Pogue from Occupy Underground Radio.
He
snuck in all Kung Fu status. This show, again, is episode 43, dedicated to my man, Bruce Lee. I want to do a couple of quick facts. Greg, why don't you... So we pulled out a book of his. He wrote one book called The Tao of Jeet Kune Do that kind of showcases his philosophies as well as his martial arts style and kind of a play-by-play and sort of teaching, learning, setting the foundation for martial arts. Now, I'm not a martial artist. I got nunchuck. But speaking of Chuck Norris was a student of Bruce Lee. So everybody who thinks, you know, oh, Chuck Norris is so cool, Bruce Lee came first, y'all. And in the movie, we'll tell you here in a minute, but there's a movie where they interact. Real quick, though, Greg's going to give you a quick fact about Bruce Lee or something he wrote, his philosophy.
You must deliver the right blow at the proper time automatically.
So when do you blow? Good question. He means punch.
The right blow at the right time automatically.
Delivering the right blow. Exactly.
It's what it says here. Look, you must deliver the right blow at the proper time automatically.
But what? Okay. But.
The Way of the Dragon, 1972.
It doesn't matter if it's controversial or anything.
Lee stands off in the very end in Rome, in the Colosseum against Chuck Norris, one of the baddest ass scenes you've ever seen. If you haven't seen it, go see it. I want to try to immerse a whole new culture. You know, Wu-Tang Clan out of New York, they're one of the people that got me stoked on hip-hop. And I love the grittiness of all those kung fu flicks, the Shaolin stuff. We talked about his movie earlier.
We did talk about the man with the iron fist.
Oh, yeah. Now, what did you think of that?
I thought it was hard to follow. It was kind of... It was slow.
Kind of lacking in character development.
There was a lot of cool fucking action.
Yeah, but it was cool.
But it's my buddy, T-Funk.
You know, I think
that's what my... Yeah. From where he came, I think, you know, you give him credit for his first try, is what my buddy T-Funk said.
He worked so hard on that.
He did.
His life ended early because somebody was jealous.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Imagine what he could be doing now if
who?
Wait.
Huh?
Bruce Lee. Okay, so
you're talking about the RZA. I was like, what?
Oh, what happened?
Bruce Lee died mysteriously. He had, you know, essentially had like headaches for weeks and he was stressed, but there's really no cause for his death. Although in the movie Dragon, the Bruce Lee story, which is actually a really dang good movie. It's got all sorts of stuff, action, love sequences, drama, the whole thing.
Where the beast man, for he is the devil's pawn, alone among God's primates.
I'll watch it.
He kills for sport, or lust, or greed. Yea, he will murder his brother to possess his brother's land. Let him not breed in great numbers, for he will make a desert of his home and yours.
You're listening to Riffs and Raps.
Oh, second half of the show. Here we go. I'm like Shakespeare. Welcome to Act 2 and 3. It's Hammond and Beer. They got my man BP. But I'm not talking about when it's petroleum. Sticking in the ocean, choking it. Killing all the fish and all the plankton. You know that shit was rigged. They just turned the level. They let it go into the ocean. We on a different level. Cause little by little, they poisoning the planet. Making us all accustomed to all these different technologies. And different things that happen. Yo, I'm about to tell you what I'm doing when I'm rapping. So everybody, put your hands in the sky. Raise them up. Blow high. Talk a little blood. 420 CAC. Everybody wanna see what they see. So it's me and all of my friends talking shit. Having a good time on the track. With the wrist, let's do a backflip. Cardiac arrest. Shit. Yo, my man, Xavier, I'm about to bust a flip. We lift this shit. I'm like Hitman. I'm
flipping it, slipping these clothes, I get sand. Yo, I love it when a plan comes together like Hannibal from the 18, but I'm more like Murdoch. You can see, or sort of like a combination of him and Face. I got this shit happening with all the trouble when you hear the bass. I'm in your face, ripping raps, episode 43. The name is Nick Fury, Albuquerque is where I dwell. And I'm freestyling for you, never wrote none of this down. This is what we do. This is a weekly podcast with skits and guests. We have a really good time, so I'm showing you my breasts. And in that movie, Chuck Norris gets his hair ripped out by Bruce Lee. And then he blows in the wind. It's so sick. Not to use a really weird term that everybody's using nowadays. But big up Epic Beat, CNN, we in the streets. Check this out at Elliot, Friday, please, it's 419. Let's all make it happen. It's the anniversary show. What's up, yo? Yo, so step up to the microphone. Here we go. We getting all like X-Men. Listen to the show. I'm the Phoenix Rising. Tell them why, son. Smoking this bowl, I'm talking like a bison. Talking like a bison, like Mike Tyson. Knocking motherfuckers off the box before I like this. I'm buzzing off my own jaw. Now I'm missing it because I'm seeing everything raw. Like, when they flying off the tomb. Pretending to be stone undertaker. For you a mask, make a raver caper. I just programmed and left him like a slave, but off in his own zone, so he can't be deliberated. Take it's just coming out from the soul out my mic, and it's like mic spikes, and everything is nice, and I just want to rip out my mind. Yeah.
Be aware of the monsters under your bed, for they are evil.
Yes, they are.
And horny.
We got my man Greg Schwartz, and about to lay it down, and passing the torch, son. We in the studio, I just got a drum loop playing in the studio. I got Greg Schwartz chilling in the studio. He plugs his guitar in, so here we go. I'm like, soup studio. I love my Genesis. I'll drink a Tom Collins with Phil. Y'all know what's going on, I catch my fill. We got so much skill, yo, it's just a thrill. Like riding roller coasters, a roast in a bowl, sun sitting on a back porch. Summer, here it comes. Yeah, we spit it out, yo, without a doubt. I hope you people after listening, share with your friends and tell them where they can find this podcast and how they can listen. I need your support, because I love what I'm doing, but I could also use some funding, maybe minor, major, pass the microphone, y'all play the plaguer.
I'm plagued with disease, seeing ultralight beams, as I close my eyes the night dreams, and the curtain drops, every time the TikTok it goes off, like the clock melting off the wall. Yo, I'm sorry y'all, but I play Nintendo once, can bury y'all in the audio, with nobody, yo, it's fine as well, pushing rolls through the ghetto, on an ultra flat, with this three-wheel motion, yo, I'm seeing a black cat cross my path, yeah. So,
what's the difference between a pimple and a priest? Wait for it. At least a pimple waits until you're 14 before it comes on your face. Listen up, you got eczema or some other skin disease. But I use comedy and freestyles to make people come together. Use the energy of the Sagittarian. Yeah, I'm the Archer. Yeah, like Archer the TV show. I love that dude's voice, man. I want to be that motherfucker. Get inside of his head. And be like, yo, I'm John Malkovich. I smack a bitch up like John Santana. Or maybe I mean John McClane. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. I'm coming on a plane. Crashing it into y'all. I'm high tower from the police academy. You better listen to these. You better listen to these. Cause we're freestyling, doing the show. Lay the beats down early and everybody comes and then we flow. Got these dope ass guests coming down and we making a show. And we doing it now. I'm like Groundhog Day. I'm stuck in perpetual motion. I'm keeping it going. I'm keeping it going.
Sailing in the ocean. Never seeing sin. Believing everything is Christ and Jesus. 100%. As I paint it on the wall, target never sent. To my mind, as I flip and lose it one more time. Retrying to rewrite all my rhymes in my head. Yo, it's better be kept under the bed instead of all these words getting put in my head. I understand, but yo, it's like this. And I don't give a fuck if you like it or not. Yo, so let's smoke the pot, forget the past. While we living in this, yo, I'll tip the flask. And wonder why the time took too long to pass.
I think you'll be there, right?
Yeah, I will.
He'll be there too.
Your mind.
Like water.
Like water.
Oh. That's
like water right into a cup.
It's cold with water.
It becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. The water can flow, or it can crash. Be water, my friend.
That was Bruce Lee speaking this. He also said, whenever two fighters of equal speed and strength and skill are matched, only the one who is the master of the fake craft will be the winner. The other person ain't going home to dinner with his head held down. And his mom saying, oh, son, I'm so sorry you lost the fight. I'm Miyamoto Musashi back in the 16th century. I'm a swordsman master. I don't even need a sword. I just use my kendo stick and beat everyone in the dick and kick them. Fuck it, I'm winning, right? So I'm not sinning. Life is all about using the attack and the strategy. It's all about being free till you hit senility and can't have your body free. And that's when we get crippled. I like Bud Ripple. I'm grabbing on my nipple right now. He'll tell you it's true, right, Xavier?
I just saw him.
He saw me, dude. It was pretty cool, and I'ma let him rap. But I love to set a microphone, but when I'm on, right? Rap, so I love it. But I don't need to write this shit down. Coming from Albuquerque, New Mexico, freestyle profound. You're listening to Rips and Raps, episode 43. Enter the podcast. Slash, we haven't decided the Dow of Podmundo.
Like Josh Wendo, I can't say it. Kicking this shit while I'm playing. Punches, left, right, uppercuts. Till my gut, I think I'm spitting up my lunches. Sick on this suicidal mission. Selling the boat, wishing I'm fishing. Catching a bigger whale with a tail. That's gone from Ace Royale. Like this, past the Bible. Yo, I don't know, but it burns up in flames from all the stories I hear. So, speaking in my ear, yo, I know you just think that this shit is weird. So, if you think it's not, it's go like this and be like Spock. As we transform into another dimension, while I'm getting portal beamed into another scene, or just stretched out before the white screen. Yo,
we're trying to teach you, the young people of this world, los jóvenes. Ay, yo hablo en español para discutir. La situación es dire, es muy difícil. Yo no conozco, yo no sé. I don't really know how to say it. I never learned how to conjugate when I spray it. But I'm a big ass motherfucking güero. I'm an oso rojo. Motherfuckers don't mess with my shit. I'm on my block, Nuevo México. I like huevos rancheros. Con mi huevo over easy or fácil over. I get down when I'm like a big boulder. I'm Sisyphus, pushing the rock up the hill. I insist this. I rip this flow with my man X. Representing Albuquerque as an artist and a freestyle fucking rapper too. He make beats. You heard his dope shit earlier. That real nice sad stuff that had a Latin feel. That was this motherfucker. He got mass appeal. So tell him why you love this hip hop shit, man, and keep it real.
Yo, downloaded off the internet, Jack, and I don't give a fuck. That's the way you do it, and you spit it, and you act so like it's truest. The flow, flow it right to it, and I don't know if I'll stand to it. Like a competitor, knock it out from the park. See this shit after dark, while I'm flowing, my eyeballs will spark. In my skeleton, and my brain will start to melt like gelatin. Getting ripples effect from the deck as we switch and scratch that shit. Rich and
round. Brought to you by Metamucil. It'll fucking clear you out, dog. I gotta go. I drank too much. Oh, shit. Where the fuck is Brown at around here? OPP. Actually, this is OBM. Other people's bowel movements. I get down to see them. Drive it. I made a loop. You know, it's not really on. Yo, I'm Joe Piscopo. So watch when it loop after foe, cause it ain't perfect. It's your turn. Check it out. Just work it.
After Nick just took the shit off the mic, I'm like, yeah, that was pretty in sight. Everything is fine. So I'm just gonna knock him out like Bruce Lee and kick him in his knee cap, cause he's like, let's throw it up your back, hobo, and you think you whack. So let's subtract the domination over the nation as we flow in like this cartoon exploding brains and ludicrous. Yeah, I think he's a bitch.
Move, bitch, get out the way, like Ludacris, right? I sleep for a mainstream rapper, Ludacris ain't the worst.
Yo, he ain't the worst on a crapper. People like Lil Wayne, they put out crap. They just freestyle it all day long and mixtape it out. It's cool, I can freestyle too, but ain't nobody paying this white motherfucker to get the jewels. So I just have fun and make my music. Bandwithnoname.com, go shit and abuse it. Check my videos on YouTube, Nick Furious. One is called, let me see, I don't remember. Oh, I did it for the 48 Film Festival. It's called What Kind of Life. Search that shit out, love it, all night. We also do a parody of Thrift Shop called Flip Shop. If you like that Macklemore shit, we drop it over the same beat and write raps about smoking that herb and shit in the street. Yo, my main man Epic is not here, but I love that motherfucker. He's got a great ear. And Xavier's got a nice rump and a rear, so... Only about an inch away, and use all his thrust and force when he twisted and supported and knocked somebody back as if, you know, you think you gotta go all the way from the back position. Right?
It's just gnarly, dude. Into his chair and he falls off the chair. He's like, rolls off the back.
Check out Bruce Lee's interviews on YouTube. They're available. He has a lot of insightful things to say. If you're young and you enjoy the martial arts or Asian philosophy, something happening in that direction, check out Bruce Lee, all right? He also did a movie called Game of Death that never got finished, but the final fight scene he gets in, and he's fighting Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in his, like, youth, the big old fucking black afro. It's crazy. It's crazy. Y'all seen that scene? Has anybody seen that scene?
Yeah.
With the yellow jumpsuit and shit that he's wearing?
That's where he got a lot more hair and a lot more money.
Yes, he did. Fucking, and he was, well, you know what, when you're young and or alive, life seems a little bit more advantageous.
So, that was another one of Bruce Lee's famous students.
Kirby Metz,
who else
indoor
back then, or
exactly. Yeah, he taught a lot of famous people, or they started to come to him. And that movie, The Green Hornet, was whatever, you know, that came out recently. Originally a TV show starring Bruce Lee and Kato. So, yeah. We got some more philosophy. This be the last beat. We gon' rock on a podcast. So everybody get down for the bomb blast. Launch it, blast off in the atmosphere. I'ma keep it concise and keep it kinda clear. Check it out, riffsandrap.podomatic.com. If you wanna listen, go into iTunes and subscribe to the damn thing. It'll come on your iTunes every week, man. It's real easy. Or check us out at blogtalkradio.com/theliteraryunderground. We also do the show there. It's on and off, it's all on. You can check me out on SoundCloud. I'm getting down like, I'm gonna get a fat one. Greg Sorson on the guitar. Yo, I got my man, Van Poe. I'm gonna tell you a little story.
All right. This is a little bit of freestyle polo out here. What's wrong with us here in America? But she looks at her feet, shuffling, trying to find the words. Eventually, she tells me, "We have no good noodle houses." I don't know if she changed the subject. I think that was my answer.
Ben Poe, Occupy Underground Radio. Their show airs Thursday night, 10 to midnight Mountain Time, on blogtalkradio.com/theliteraryunderground. Nice job, dude, for your first quote-unquote freestyle.
It was
all that ripping and rapping. Hey, you know what? Do that again for yourself, guys. Great job. We beat you in. To all my guests tonight, what a wonderful job. Please, you know, share this on your Facebook. Hit the share button. Let people know about the podcast. It's real fresh. You know, we like to keep it fun. And
This, the music you're hearing now is from The Big Boss, Bruce Lee's first major motion picture. This is the theme song, Bad A, right here. So check it out. Lalo Schifrin, he's done a lot of movies. Every Bruce Lee movie pretty much had Lalo Schifrin, but he also did the, what's the Chris Tucker, Jackie Chan movie?
Rush Hour.
Rush Hour. He did the soundtrack to that as well. So, Bruce Lee, you know what? That's all I got to say about him. We beat it like a dead horse, but we love it. I can't tell you anything except come Friday, the 19th of April, to Elliott's on the west side at Alameda and Chorus to check out my awesome band alongside Greg Schwartz in here. Band with no name. We're playing alongside Just Lazarus, Batwing Slabrats. There's two other bands, I believe, on the bill. I'm not so sure, but I would like you to go check it out. Check out the Facebook post. In addition, April 26th for Ingenuity, brought to you by BMG and Josh Jones. That'll be at the Nativo Lodge. Of course, Xavier, who you saw here, you're going to be doing art stuff.
Yeah.
Are you selling pieces? Are you doing it live?
Yeah, I'll be selling my pieces.
Thank you. Sick, dude. Congrats. That's dope. What kind of medium do you work in, or are you working in most of?
Nintendo religious.
I like that.
Yeah.
Whoa, that's
anything
deep,
comedy
dog.
Religious.
Deep dog.
Yeah.
So nice. Okay, so that's happening the 26th of April at the Nativo Lodge. Also, Bamba No Name will be there. It's gonna be sick. We got a lot of great stuff coming up. Thank you all for joining us here at Rips and Raps, the Whistle and Diction podcast, featuring Nick Furious and Friends. Tonight, we have the 30-minute rap workout in 5 minutes or less, which is an opportunity for you MCs to get up and rap, and we're going to shut up. So you know what I'm saying? Get up there and do it. This week, brought to you in part by Folgers. Yes, the best part of waking up is Folgers in your butt. Enjoy. We'll see you next week, everybody. Rips and rips and rap. Rap.
Special thanks for all the thumbs up to WCW.
www.freesfx.co.uk, as well as www.grsite.com. Thanks.